Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's morning brief for Friday, December 9th, 2022. My name is Miles Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at the NASDAQ Dorsey Wright team. With that said, we'll go ahead and jump right into the performance over the last day. We saw more of a risk-on flavor here with the iShares Emerging Markets EEM, up 1.21%, followed by the NASDAQ Composite Russell 1000 and the S&P 500 up 75 basis points. Leading the way to the downside over the last day was the crude oil continuous here, which continued down about 76 basis points, followed by the iShares U.S. Core Bond ETF AG and the Dollar Spot Index there, down 29 basis points. That emerging markets ETF strength really echoes the theme that we've seen over the last day, last 30 days, that is, seeing EFA and EEM leading the way to the upside, up 8.5% and nearly 8%, respectively. The one chart that we did see change, although we saw a move to the downside yesterday, we did see the crude oil continuous, ticker CL backslash there, reverse back up into a column of X's. As noted in yesterday's video, that move down to 72 did break new 52-week lows. So a reversal back up is a good sign to see some localized support now in place there at 72. With that said, we'll look to continue. We'll see how the chart continues to develop with overhead resistance there at $83 and the ultimate move back into a positive trend coming with a move to $87. With international equities in the spotlight, as I mentioned before, we'll take a look at the world distribution curve, which you can get to by going to asset allocation, distribution curve, and then at the top of the page here, next to sector distribution and mutual fund group school group distribution curve, you'll see the world distribution curve, which you can click on. What this is going to show you is a heat map, per se, of all of the different international groups that we have on the platform here and their respective bullish percentage charts. So the number of stocks within those, or excuse me, the number of funds within those groups on point and figure buy signals. You can see the all US group, they're around 38 to 41, roughly less than half of those funds sitting on point and figure buy signals. What we will mention here is one of the laggards, not seeing as much upside participation, that being Hong Kong. We have seen some strength from the broad China group, but Hong Kong continues to kind of sit down there at towards the bottom of the group. But with that said, we'll move over and look at one of those funds within the Hong Kong group that is sitting on a buy signal. That is two consecutive buy signals here. Looking at the top of the screen there, you see currently an unacceptable 2.62 fund score, but a decisively positive nearly 2.5 positive score direction. Looking at the chart itself, as I mentioned, two consecutive buy signals off of those lows for the year and within earshot of challenging that negative trend line, that bearish resistance line above, with resistance from June sitting in between, sitting at a key level there with a move back to $23, putting it back to a positive trend. Another important thing to note here is we did see that monthly momentum flip positive for the fund for the first time in what looks to be about a year and a half, ever since June of 21 as well. And now you can see here for this ETF, EWH, we now see a year-to-date performance that bests the S&P 500 with that recent strength off of those lows. Shifting gears slightly here and moving over to the U.S. equity portion, we did see a couple of names report earnings this morning. Seeing Lululemon here was currently a 4 for 5 on the platform, so we would rank it a buy. Did report, they looks like they beat, but there was some stuff in there that the market didn't like, and it's tumbled down to around the 352 mark. So while it seems to be a significant move from an earnings perspective towards the downside, you're still comfortable here on this point and figure chart with support there at 342 and the bullish support line offering support at 324. So again, largely negative move, but doesn't really change the technical picture here. You'll be looking for a reversal back up, depending on where we end today, looking for a reversal back up around the 360 to 364 level. Another name here that was positive and reported here was Broadcom, ticker AVGO on the platform here. Perfect five for fiver, which did, as I mentioned, beat there and will, as of pre-market here, reverse back up and sits at around a price of $352.99. So again, a significant beat. That is, you get a reversal, but in terms of the longer term picture, you're still sitting there at that resistance from the December highs from earlier this month. And then from there, past 552, you have further resistance at 560, which would clear of that would probably be more significant, but would bring you up to the top of that trading band. So going from there, you're gonna look for some possible normalization within that trading range, and for it to post a third consecutive buy signal. But with that said, that will wrap up today's morning video. You can always give us a call if you have any questions here at 804-320-8511. Thanks and have a wonderful day.